From a frigid Lambeau Field, these are our final thoughts. And if it gets any colder, these absolutely will be our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
Well, I say it's got to be stop the run. This okay. Packers run defense has given up more than 200 yards on the ground three of the last four games. In the last month and a half, they've fallen from a top five run defense to 26th in the league, I think it is now. Steven Jackson has not had the year that the Falcons were hoping for, but he's still a big back. He's powerful. He had two rushing touchdowns last week, his best game of the season last week against Buffalo. The Packers cannot let these running backs keep running them over.
And the Falcons are number 30 at stopping them run. They don't do it either. So the team that does it will probably win the game. Falcons, we are in a weather emergency. Things are freezing and breaking off. Do not come here. I warned them.
Okay.
Now, if they elect to ignore what I said, then the key to the game, as far as I'm concerned, is dealing with the cold. Sunday is going to be cold. It's going to be in the teens. It's going to be snowing. And that's not easy for anybody to deal with, even a team that lives in those conditions. How about a team coming out of the south in a dome? So, although they did it once before in the playoffs here.
Yeah, they did. They did. That was 11 years ago, but yeah. But yeah, the Falcons have played 9 of their 12 games in domes this year. No outdoor games north of Charlotte, North Carolina.
That wind is refreshing, isn't it? The injury report, Doctor.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is out once again for the Packers, so it will be Matt Flynn starting at quarterback. The other injuries to talk about for the Packers, C.J. Wilson still out on the defensive line with the knee injury, and Evan Dietrich Smith rolled his ankle in practice on Wednesday. He was coming back from the knee injury from the Detroit game. He said he felt good from that, but now his ankle is a problem. He's questionable. If Dietrich Smith can't go, the Packers are going to have some different options of how they'll do this. T.J. Lang would replace Dietrich Smith at center, but they could go with Lane Taylor at right guard, they could go with Barkley at right guard and Derek Sherrod at right tackle, or they could have Barkley and Marshall Newhouse play right guard and right tackle in some combination. So there are options there. We don't really know which way the Packers will go, but obviously they're hoping Dietrich Smith will be able to play. For the Falcons, only one injury really to talk about, and that's Tony Gonzalez. He's questionable, but I would think Gonzalez will play.
Yeah, when they get to that age, they're always hurt for practice.
For practice.
My player to watch is David Bakhtiari, and I'll tell you why. He's going to be blocking O.C. Umenyiore. And we know what O.C. Umenyiore does to this team, as in sack strip in the third quarter of that playoff game in January of 2012. It was a game changer. As far as I'm concerned, it was the play that kept the Packers from going to the NFC title game that year. So David Bakhtiari, who missed practice this week with illness, and we're hoping that he's all the way back and has regained his strength, because he's got a tall order, in my opinion. Umenyiore leads the Falcons with sacks. Woo, go, Mike.
My player to watch is the safety for the Falcons, William Moore. This guy's a big hitter. He's been fined multiple times. The reason to watch him is because the Packers continue to face 8 defenders in the box. If the Falcons are going to put 8 defenders in the box to stop the run, William Moore, the safety, will be that 8th defender. That will leave one-on-one coverage on the outside, and Matt Flynn and the receivers have to take advantage of that. So watch how the Falcons are lining up on defense, particularly their safety.
Go for it.
All right. With that, we'll sign off for now and get out of the cold. Stay with us on Packers.com. Quarter-by-quarter updates in the blog on game day. Ask Vic halftime to get your questions answered. And we'll have all your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Stay warm.